The risk of a large loss in funding drove Phoenix city leaders into the legal battle to block a question about citizenship from going on the 2020 census. The fight went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has to rule soon, so there's time to print the forms for next year's headcount. From KJZZ's Front Terrace desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports on what could be a $1 billion problem for the city with less than a year to solve it.
He's gonna throw it to you.
Children play with a big rubber ball on the playground at a Head Start preschool. The census-supported program is a relic of the War on Poverty, but being poor isn't the only disadvantage for these kids.
I had to survive for my kids on my own, which meant I had to leave them with strangers before I knew about the program.
Kimberly Olivas is the daughter of undocumented immigrants. She grew up in a violent home and was homeless by 17. Now both of her kids are in the Head Start program, and frankly, they're lucky. Phoenix can only take about a quarter of the children who could qualify. For that number to grow, or at least stay the same, the city needs everyone to be counted in the 2020 census. Olivas remembers about 10 years ago, her parents hid in their Maryvale home.
Because they thought that they can get in trouble, you know, just the fear of deportation. So when the census would come around, they would not open the door.
The number of non-citizens living in Phoenix has dropped since the last census, but there are still about 210,000 here. Officials say, if counted, they're worth more than $1 billion in funding to the city over the next decade. The money isn't just for educational programs. It also goes to meat and potato services like roads, police, and fire, says Albert Santana, Phoenix's census director.
It's at the core of the quality of life of why people want to live in your city.
The Supreme Court recently heard arguments for and against a census question asking, quote, "Is this person a citizen of the United States?" If the High Court allows it, Phoenix would have less than a year to convince undocumented people not to fear outing themselves to the federal government.
We are focused on counting everyone living in our city. We're not differentiating between resident, non-resident, citizen. We don't care about the category.
Santana points out that the census is confidential, even if there is a citizenship question. But he says the city can't persuade people on its own.
We know that as a government, we cannot be the be-all, end-all to carry this heavy lift. This is truly an all-hands-on-deck effort.
Phoenix's so-called Complete Count Committee has been meeting for months to strategize how to get everyone to take part in the 2020 census. Santana says community outreach will start late this summer. Vidi Hernandez, a committee member, says it's been held up by the court battle over the citizenship question.
It seems like we're a little bit behind because what we're trying to build between now and the census is trust.
Hernandez says she was undocumented during the last census, and her family was not counted. Now she has to figure out how to convince people to do something they didn't do.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're actually not ready for that, right? I think there has been a lack of investment to truly get to the root of how we're going to convince people.
Two ways Hernandez says Phoenix might help persuade undocumented people to be counted: commit to use census money to benefit where they live, and invite people to serve on the Complete Count Committee.
There should be undocumented people in that committee.
The Maryvale Community Center might be a good place to recruit them. It offers services that depend on census money, like after-school programs and swim lessons. Phoenix's census coordinator showed me around, and on the way out, we bumped into Kimberly Olivas and her two kids in that Head Start program.
Right now he's doing t-ball, and they're both in gymnastics, and she's doing ballet.
Olivas doesn't have a job, but is headed back to school to study nursing. She credits Head Start with giving her family a better life.
I'm so excited for my children to have the things that I didn't have growing up.
Olivas remembers her stepfather was so afraid of immigration authorities that her family never left a four-mile radius. That was before President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and before the legal battle over whether to ask about citizenship on the census. Olivas is optimistic that even if the question appears, no one will know who answered it. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.